This show is not intended for the politically correct or the close-minded. Enter at the risk of opening your eyes. You have been warned.
Why does the media attack an issue? To get primetime ratings?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
A moment comes when we step out from the old to the new, and when the soul of a nation, long suppressed, finds utterance.
To kind of catapult the propaganda.
You are listening to Open Eyes with your host, Ira Robinson. From the normal to the paranormal, from government cover-ups to the depths of our consciousness, we aim to explore all things. From the dawn of prehistory to current events, no topic is forbidden and nothing remains hidden.
No more secrets.
Open your eyes and open your mind to the fact that life as we know it is not as we have been taught. Join us at latenightinthemidlands.com or openeyesnetwork.com as we take this brief journey through the depths of the cosmos and explore what it really means to be human.
Many peoples have sacrificed their liberties only to learn to their sorrow that deceit and mockery, poverty and tyranny are their reward.
Sun Tzu said, "The supreme art of war is to subdue the enemy without fighting." Whether you are online or offline, intercontinental or intergalactic, hello and welcome to Open Eyes. So the first salvos in a new type of warfare have just been fired. Does that sound a bit melodramatic? Well, think again. Over the past few days, the internet has not been behaving as the internet should. There have been multiple sites going down, sites acting slow, sites completely disappearing off the face of the web. It's been pretty crazy, actually. The situation was brought to my attention over the past few days because two of the websites that I go to a lot, which are, I guess you could say, the bigger quote-unquote conspiracy sites on the web, AboveTopSecret.com and GodlikeProductions.com, both of experiencing a lot of downtime and a lot of disappearance over the past few days. In fact, it was so bad that both of them were down for at least 10 hours. For those that are computer savvy, we recognize the type of things that are happening as what are called directed denial of service attacks, or DDoSs. For those of you who are not so computer savvy, I'll go ahead and explain what those are. You can think of things like, well, like you're sitting in a house. I heard this analogy not too long ago, and I thought that it was pretty apt. Let's say that you are sitting in your house, and someone comes up to the door and rings the doorbell to the front door. So you get up and you go to answer the door. When you get there, nobody's there, but somebody is now knocking on your back door. So you go and you answer the back door, and no one's there. Now the front door rings again, and you go running and you try to see who's at the front door. No one's there, and so on and so forth. And this goes on for a long period of time and starts getting rapider and rapider to the point where you just sit down and completely ignore everything. You shut down, essentially. Well, this is essentially what happens in a DDoS type of attack. An opponent who wants to take down a website or series of websites or entire branches of the internet will direct packets of information towards the infrastructure of these websites, for instance. And they will constantly try to get that website to send information back through the pipeline, but they will hit them in such a rapid succession that it actually will cause the website's servers to not function correctly, and they will either shut down out of sheer panic, or the owners of the servers will shut them down to prevent any damage from being done. So that's kind of just a quick and dirty explanation of what a DDoS actually is. Back in the old days, I say old days as if it was such a long time ago, but this was just a matter of 10 or so years ago, or further back towards the beginnings of the internet, DDoS type of attacks have been going on all along. But it used to be much smaller scale type of attacks happening, and usually done by, well, hackers and what we would now consider to be trolls, although we didn't call them that back then. They were essentially script kiddies, is the term that was used. Still used today for some of them. But these were very small-scale type of attacks and very small-scale weapons. You could compare them to just like a six-shooter pistol, if you will. Well, things have changed. And things have changed actually pretty rapidly, as things usually do in the technological world. What we see now are people controlling large-scale what is termed botnets, where they are multiple computers joined up together in a network that every computer on the network will send these attacks to websites or the infrastructure of the internet, trying to get things shut down. And some of these networks are large enough that, I mean, they have hundreds of computer systems lined up just doing this over and over and over again. And they're called, as I said, botnets. These are very large scale. And at this point in time, you could consider them to be a digital nuclear bomb. The internet has, well, for quite some time now, become more militarized, to the point where governments are seeking out skilled hackers and what are termed hacktivists, like people that work for, or not work for, but are members of, like, Anonymous and that sort of thing. These really skilled hackers are sort of hunted down by different governments around the world, not to jail them, but to actually hire them. Because at this point in time, this type of cyber attack is the wave of the future of warfare. If you go to a website such as norsecorp.com, which would be www.norse-corp.com, you can see in real time the DDoS attacks that are going on worldwide. Right now and over the past days, there has been a massive amount of attacks going on between China and the United States. I've also been seeing a lot of DDoSing happening in specifically St. Louis, Missouri, which just happens to be where the heart of the protests over Mike Brown and Eric Garner's grand jury decisions have been going on. Now, I'm not saying that that is necessarily the reason why this is going on. Something else that's in that area is the Air Force Network Integration Center. Now, according to the Wikipedia article on this location, I'll read what it says. The Air Force Network Integration Center, located at Scott Air Force Base, is the United States Air Force's only organization for Air Force network integration, cyber simulation, and network standards, architecture, and engineering services. Through these specialized technical services, AFNIC supports the nation's warfighters with decisive cyber capabilities for mission success. The center, a direct reporting unit to Air Force Space Command, is the focal point for integrating mission systems, business systems, commercial information technology, and other networks into the Air Force network. Now, let me tell you a little story here. Let's have a little bit of story time with Ira. Imagine, if you will, waking up tomorrow and having no electricity, no phone, no internet, no natural heating through gas, no cable, and you wonder what's going on. And then you leave your house to, let's say, go to work. None of the traffic systems work. Power is out everywhere. You quickly discover that every point-of-sale machine, like cash registers, ATMs, the credit card swiping machines, none of those work. And you also start to realize that every aspect of your financial life that is not on paper has just disappeared. So your money, your property, your medical insurance, your prescription information, all of that is just gone. You see, everything today is intimately integrated into the internet. That was some successful alliteration there, but it is the truth. Everything is connected through the internet. Everything is based on these electronic systems that have been established globally. People say that the powers that be want us to be a cashless society, that they want us to get rid of our use of dollar bills and change. They say that these things are coming with the New World Order and all of that stuff. You hear it all the time. Well, people, listen, we are already a cashless society. If you don't realize that, you haven't been paying attention. Everything is done through credit cards. You're looked at sideways if you try to use cash. Yes, you still can use cash, but everything that you do paying for your products with cash is then sent through the internet to be verified and validated. I mean, everything is done via electronic systems. It's all cashless. Now, with that story, how long do you think this society could last without those infrastructures in place? How long would it be that society lasts if the entire power grid of the United States, for instance, was to no longer function? I'd say not very long. Not very long at all. Starting things over, starting things from the beginning, would not be an option either, because it'd just be too big of an undertaking. There'd be too much to try to do to start over from scratch. It would have to be rebuilt somehow. So if, for example, let's give an example of China attacking the United States and being successful in shutting down the internet in the United States in shutting down the computer structure that is currently in place with us. Our power grid would be gone. Our ability to send gas through the lines would be gone. Our ability to communicate with each other would be back to us while we have gasoline, driving to our neighbors or our friends and speaking to them in person. Everything is done over computer systems, which are intimately connected to the internet. I mean, this is a scary type of thinking and type of situation that I'm talking about here, but I don't think people really understand exactly how possible it is to occur. And also, for instance, if China was to shut the United States down in this kind of a manner, how beholden would we be to China in begging them to let us have our things back? I mean, they would be holding the ball at that point. Now, I don't know. Do you remember not long ago, just before the grand jury decisions came back about Michael Brown and Eric Garner, and just before, or well, it was actually at the exact same time that Obama signed the executive bill, or the executive order, sorry, to allow the illegal immigrants to stay. Right there in that time period, it was announced, and it was starting to get some play on the mainstream media, but not much. But it was announced that China and Russia had the capability of shutting down our power grid by using hackers, that they had the ability to hack into our power grid and shut it all down. Well, that news disappeared pretty swiftly during that time period. And granted, the United States has just as much of an ability to do it right back to both Russia and China. And Russia and China may get a lot of the news play when it comes to this type of thing, but there are a lot of other countries out there that have these capabilities as well. And it's not just countries, but it's corporations too, which I'll get to in a little while. But they had this information come out during that time period, and I see now that the battles seem to be getting a start. I mean, they had test runs before, quite a few times over the years. But this is getting to be pretty damn large scale at this point. And it's constant. Again, you could go to that website that I spoke about, the NorseComp.com, and you can sit and watch these different attacks that are coming through. I've gone to that site quite a few times over the past couple of years, and you can see a definite uptick in the activity that's going on, in the amount of attacks that are going on. I mean, think about it this way. China, it was just announced, has now overtaken the United States as the economic superpower in the world. So could this be China sort of clenching their fists and shaking their fists at the United States to say, ha, 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 look at what we did. We're now the superpower. We can shut you down if we so desire. I wouldn't put it past them. Now, bear in mind that our infrastructure, especially our power grid, is extremely fragile. It's so fragile, in fact, that one well-placed bomb could completely eradicate our power structure. I mean, it can be done through this cyber attacking as well. If, let's say, a hacker was to get into the power grid, and was to tell the different transformers around the country to start sending more power out than they should, to have more of an output than what they should, those transformers would blow. Those transformers would then need to be replaced. But the problem is that some of those larger transformers can take up to a year to build. I mean, and in some cases, it's even more. And that's per transformer. So if, let's say, an attack occurred and 20, 30, or 40 of those transformers that are across the nation end up blowing out, well, guess what? Now it's going to take 20, 30, or 40 years to replace those transformers. And we would be without power in the meantime. I hear people all the time talking about how some of these countries or even the United States itself attacking itself, setting off an EMP, you know, an electromagnetic pulse bomb somewhere in the United States to destroy the power grid or to knock power out. Well, they don't even need to use anything like that. They can just use the computer systems that are now so heavily integrated into all of these infrastructure systems. I mean, just one well-placed cyber attack at the right time could blow it all to hell as well. I mean, one well-placed attack and boom, we all go down. I mean, let me give you another example. Even if they were just to mess with, for example, in America, the traffic systems, you know, the systems that are in place to control the traffic and where people are being directed to go. And it was to impact, let's say, the trucking industry, we would again be in a world of hurt very quickly. The trucks, the semi-trucks, a lot of the trucking industry at this point is also heavily reliant upon the internet to function. I mean, it could not function without the systems that it has integrated right now. It would take reorganizing everything from ground up again to deal with things if that system was to be eliminated. Okay. I have known a lot of truckers over the years. In fact, I was planning on being one before I went blind. My grandfather was a trucker. My brother was a trucker. I've had a lot of family members and friends that have been truckers. Okay. So I have a lot of respect for truckers. But anyways, each one of them has said over the years that if anything was to happen to the trucking industry, to, let's say, have trucks stop driving for even one day, it would take 3 or 4 days for things to get reorganized again and basically to get things back on track. If they were down for, let's say, 2 or 3 or 4 days, it would take weeks to recover. And that's no joke. And then let's also remind ourselves that essentially all grocery stores across the United States have basically a 3-day stock on hand at any given time. So let's say, for instance, the trucking industry was to be affected by one of these attacks, which is very easy to do. The trucking industry would basically shut down for a day, maybe 2, maybe 3, whatever. The grocery stores would be cleaned out within that first 3 days, because that's the maximum supply that they have on hand in order to sell to the customers. Now, if you don't think that that's a problem, I'm going to direct you to a number of pictures or videos or just think for a second about how people act on Black Friday. If people act like that over just saving a couple of bucks, imagine how they're going to act if there is no food. People will be chaos. It will be chaos. There's no other way around it. If you don't believe that anything like this can happen, let me just say it already has. In fact, it just happened a couple of days ago in Sweden. For at least an hour, the entire internet of Sweden was shut down. And it has so far taken them days to recover from just being down for this hour's worth of time. I'll read a quote from the article here that I found regarding this incident. Speaking at an Ericsson event in Stockholm, Telia Sonera's CEO Johan Denneland said the directed denial of service attack left Sweden not working. It really shows the vulnerability of our era. While their ISP has faced DDoS attacks in the past, this one was particularly severe. He said, "We haven't seen an attack on this type of scale before." The crazy thing about the Sweden attack is that it actually was an attack against a gaming website, Electronic Arts specifically. The site, again, Electronic Arts, was hit by a DDoS attack, and it was a large enough scale that it ended up impacting the ISP of Sweden, and it ended up shutting down not just the internet, but also their cable televisions and their phone lines. So, in effect, they had no phones, no cable TV, no internet, everything was gone just because this one gaming website was under a DDoS attack, and it was large enough that it ended up impacting everything. Now, again, if you don't think that that can happen here, think again. Sweden's infrastructure in regards to all of this is actually on the newer end of things. Now, one last thing to bear in mind in regards to all of this, corporations have just as much of an ability as far as these things are concerned as nations do, and in fact, probably even more so. Some of these mega corporations have extremely large-scale abilities to do these DDoS attacks. And some of them have been using them quite frequently. Of late, Sony Entertainment has been doing it. They're actually trying to shut the net down through DDoS attacks to prevent piracy of their materials. So again, if you don't think that these type of things can occur, think again. They're already occurring. What we're seeing now is, again, the opening salvos of this new type of warfare. If you can think about things in these terms, there's not as much to fear as far as nuclear attacks are concerned, because a country, let's say, for example, if Russia wanted to take over America, they could throw their nuclear arsenal at us, but we'd throw ours right back. By the time all is said and done, America is going to be unlivable. The buildings are destroyed. Everything's gone. And it would be unlivable for a large amount of time. Now, with something like this, that we're essentially cast back into the Stone Age, technologically wise, well, we would do what we could to destroy ourselves at that point. So I don't want you guys to walk away from this with a lot of doom and gloom in mind. Far from it. I mean, for me, I don't worry about things. I don't let them bother me because whatever is going to happen, happens, right? If you're prepared for things, there's not as much to worry about. So I recommend preparing. Have food on hand. Have a week or maybe even two worth of food on hand. And if you can manage it, have 30 or 40 days worth of food on hand. It's not really all that hard. You know, I mean, we have canning technology at this point, you know, it's easy to buy quite a few cans of food and just put them on a shelf in your back room somewhere and just have enough that you can have two or three meals a day per person. The big problem is going to be as far as water is concerned. And if you have a well or something like that, well, you don't have as much to worry about. But for those that are in more of a city type of situation, you want to try to at least have some water on hand and means to purify water. So I highly recommend looking into how to purify water. If you can get like purification tablets or something like that, do so. But you can also look into using things like chlorine bleach to purify water if necessary. It's real easy to do, and it's not dangerous if you do it correctly. Figure out ways to stay warm. I mean, here in America right now, we're in winter time. So figure out ways that you can stay warm. You know, I mean, be smart about things. Think about what you would do if things were shut down for a few days or a week or two. And don't expect that the government is going to come in and save you. They're going to be too busy trying to take care of themselves. So just think. There's nothing wrong with the idea of hoping for the best but preparing for the worst, right? There's nothing wrong with that at all. So guys, with that, what do you think about all of this? Are you concerned about these type of things occurring as well as I am, or are you not at all worried about it? What would be your reasons why? I'd really like to know. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to feedback@openeyesnetwork.com. You can go to the show notes for this show, which will be at openeyesnetwork.com/OE042. If you want to reach us on Facebook or Twitter, we're at Open Eyes Network. On scene.is, we're at Ira Robinson. And if you are listening through iTunes, please give us a rating and a review so that other people can find us as well. Folks, until next time, take care of each other, take care of yourselves, keep safe out there, and have fun. And thank you for listening.